Newton was the first person to discover principles in nature that unify large tracts of experience. He abstracted certain unifying concepts from the endless diversity of nature and gave those concepts mathematical expression. Newton's work has influenced us so forcefully because of this, more than anything else. He showed us that the phenomena of the universe are structured in rationally comprehensible ways. He gave us the most powerful tool in history. In the West, we have used this tool, if not wisely, certainly to the best of our ability. The results, both positive and negative, have been spectacular. The story of our enormous impact on our environment begins with the work of Newton. To summarize, then, it was Galileo Galilei who, following the Middle Ages, first quantified the physical world. He measured the motion, frequency, velocity, and duration of everything from falling stones to swinging pendulums. It was René Descartes who developed many of the fundamental techniques of modern mathematics and gave us the picture of the universe as a great machine. It was Isaac Newton who formulated the laws by which the great machine runs. These men struck boldly against the grip of scholasticism, the medieval thought system of the 12th to the 15th centuries. They attempted to place humankind at the center of the stage, or at least back on the stage, to prove to us that we need not be bystanders in a world governed by unfathomable forces. It is perhaps the greatest irony of history that they accomplished just the opposite.